An investigative reporter faces death threats for unknown reasons, putting herself and her daughter at risk. She gets unexpected help from a military veteran in town from Milwaukee.
That is the opening chapter of Milwaukee author Nick Petrie's new novel. It's called The Dark Time, and it's the ninth novel in Petrie's Peter Ash series. The series started with The Drifter, set in Milwaukee.
Nick Petrie is with us. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. I really appreciate it.
Well, start, Nick, by introducing us to your main character, Peter Ash.
My main character is a guy named Peter Ash, who's a Marine Corps veteran who's come home from his wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with a pretty significant dose of post-traumatic stress. So the first books in this series are really Peter coping with that while having various adventures and helping people out. You know, I came to this from talking with lots and lots of vets in my former life about their experiences coming home from war, and I realized I just wanted to explore that and wanted to help other people understand that.
Let's start there. Peter, as you say, is a veteran. That's very important to him as a character. You're very upfront that you're not a veteran yourself. Tell us a little more about how you tried to make sure you represented his experiences as authentically as you could.
Well, I was deeply insecure about my ability to do that. And this book I never honestly thought would get published. When I was a home inspector, I had clients coming home from war who, because I was a safe person to talk to, not part of their family, not part of their service family, they would, you know, tell me stories because they were basically never going to see me again. And so I heard these fragments of tales, and I had to really, I did a lot of research, and I ended up reaching out very deliberately to people to make sure that I was sort of capturing this correctly. And the crazy thing to me is that the response that I have gotten from that community has been overwhelmingly positive.
What kind of things have you heard from veterans who have read your work, read Peter's experience, and maybe seen it reflecting their own?
I guess I've had two sort of basic responses. One, I was at an event at the Greenfield Library for The Drifter, my first book. And two older women came up to me, they were sisters, and they said that their husbands had both been in Vietnam, and reading my book had helped them understand how to talk to them about their war. So that's part of it, is the, you know, family, loved ones of vets. The other piece is vets themselves. The one that really sticks with me is I got a Facebook message from a young man who said that he'd spent the better part of the summer trying to figure out the best way to kill himself. But then someone had given him my book, and he had realized that he wasn't going crazy. He just had post-traumatic stress. And now he was getting help, and this was just sort of a thank you note. And he included with it a picture of him and his wife and his three little kids. And that, like, I never expected that to be a part of these books. My goal is to write something that's fast and fun and entertaining. But there is this piece of the world that I think a lot of people don't yet. You know, we are 10% of Americans really have served in the military, and far fewer than that have been in combat. And it's a, you know, I think it would help us all to think about how we want to engage with the world by realizing what the true costs of it might be.
Now, Milwaukee is the setting for the opening book in the series, The Drifter. It's kind of a home base, even as Peter's story takes him around the country and beyond in some cases. What was it like turning your own home base into the setting for the first Peter Ash novel?
Oh, that's a bunch of fun. I get to highlight the parts of the city that I know and love. You know, Peter grabs a burrito in my favorite burrito joint. He stops for coffee at the coffee places I like. And the reaction from the community is really quite something, because Milwaukee, this isn't Chicago or New York. We don't have sort of a built-in community of crime writers talking about our city. So it's fun to, you know, kind of hear from people who are like, oh, I know that part of the town. I've been by that house. I've been, you know, through that neighborhood. So it's a bunch of fun.
Now, Peter's adventures have taken him outside of Wisconsin. Seattle's the setting for The Dark Time, the newest book in the series. How do you go about learning a setting, like in this case, Seattle, to present it with as much confidence as you can with Milwaukee?
Well, Seattle was easy because I lived there for 10 years. It's been a long time since I lived there, but I've been back repeatedly. So Seattle kind of feels like home for me. But normally, I mean, most of these books take place someplace different, and I always have to go there because you don't know what a place smells like. You can't learn that online. You can't know how a place is going to feel. I went to Memphis to research my fourth book, Tear It Down, and all of the flowers had fallen from the tulip trees and were rotting in the gutters. And it was just a great kind of metaphor for sort of what Memphis is like now, which is a lot like how we think about Detroit. It's sort of crumbling from within.
Milwaukee author Nick Petrie is with us talking about his Peter Ash series of novels. The latest book is The Dark Time. Nick, one thing that struck me in The Dark Time, and this kind of goes against a lot of action movie things you see, Peter has, I guess, what they call gun discipline, right? You've got a scene early on. It looks like it's going to be an old-fashioned good guy, bad guy shootout. Bad guy's shooting at him. Peter has a gun. Okay, this is where they shoot at each other, right? No, Peter looks at his surroundings, holds his fire. He sees a bystander over there, somebody in a window over there. I thought that was really interesting. What led you to have Peter be that guy instead of what we might expect in that action scene?
Well, you know, the movies are not terribly realistic for the most part. People who are trained with weapons, this is part of the training, is they really learn to think before they shoot, at least if they're well-trained. And, you know, if you're going to have a gunfight in the middle of a, you know, populated area, you can't have the good guy, just from a purely sort of narrative standpoint, you know, killing somebody by accident. That it's not, you know, it really kind of ruin your relationship with the character. It's part of how I want to, you know, kind of show that there's a real difference between somebody who, you know, buys a gun at a local gun store and just, you know, sort of starts shooting, and somebody who really is trained for, you know, that skill. And it's a crazy thing. Guns are dangerous. It's good to have some training.
Let's get into the writing craft. As a writer, how do you pace and structure a thrilling story that kept me turning the pages? I'll say that.
Well, I'm glad it entertained you. You know, I'm what's called a pantser. Rather than a plotter, I don't outline before I start a book. I just write kind of by the seat of my pants. And so really I'm trying to entertain myself. And so I you know, get my word count for the day. And then at the beginning of the next day, I go back over the previous couple of days' work and I hone it down. And I think, okay, does this dialogue need to be expanded? Is it doing more than one thing? Is it, you know, does this action sequence fast enough, or should it slow down? Should there be a moment of rest? It really is just sort of this constant writing revision process. But I'm just writing the book that I want to read. I'm just trying to entertain myself, because if I'm not entertaining myself, I'm not entertaining my readers.
Now, you mentioned crime novels, a lot of people in Chicago and New York writing them. We think of the publishing world on the coasts. How is Wisconsin for you as a place to be an author?
Wisconsin's great. It's a very easy place to live. It's an affordable place to live. I couldn't make a living at this, you know, trying to live in Brooklyn, for example. You know, the world is, you don't have to live in the center of the world anymore to have an impact. And our local bookstore in Milwaukee, Boswell Books, is a wonderful place and very supportive. Mystery to Me in Madison, where I've been for every book as well, is a wonderful crime fiction bookstore. You know, again, the community here has really, you know, kind of reached out to support me, because we don't really have anybody doing, you know, sort of this kind of thing in Milwaukee. There are a couple of newer writers coming up who are really great. Amy Pease in Madison is super talented. Her second book just came out in January.
Do you feel like there is this community of authors here who are willing to, as you just did, lift each other up?
Oh, sure. You know, the crime fiction community is a super supportive place. So I have had the benefit of, you know, making friends with, you know, really people who are at the top of the bestseller lists, who have been doing this for a long, long time. And, you know, I reach out and ask for advice, and people have been very generous with me. And so I'm trying to kind of pay it forward to people who are a little bit newer in the business, and to help them. You know, I've had to learn some hard lessons along the way, and if I can help somebody avoid that, I will.
Nick, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
That's Milwaukee author Nick Petrie. His latest book is called The Dark Time. It's the 9th book in his Peter Ash series, which started with The Drifter, based in Milwaukee. He's got some speaking events coming up Monday evening at 6:30 at Boswell Book Company in Milwaukee and March 25th at Mystery to Me in Madison. He's got more sites and visits on his website as well. And hey, are there any fans of crime and thriller fiction out there? Love to hear who your favorite authors are. Tell us about it. Bonus points if they have a Wisconsin connection, of course. Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.